This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, as you know, this is the first Friday we have during the month of Ramadan right now. And we're now midday of this Friday, and I can see that everybody is almost getting tired and exhausted of the heat, probably of starvation, getting thirsty and exhausted again, waiting for that day to come to an end so we can break our fast, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. But in the process, as you go through the day, every single day, for the next, inshallah, few weeks, during the month of Ramadan, what is it that I'm going to need to gain? What do I want to gain from this month of Ramadan? I know we have heard from the beginning of Ramadan, a lot of khatiras, maybe you listen to a lot of advices from people, telling you what to do. You should do this program and that program, avoid this, take this, and so many things. But what is it that the Quran tells us in regard to focusing on something that is unique, that would help me, inshallah ta'ala, go through my day in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan, through my life, until I meet my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, people, they ask me sometimes, you know, what is the message of the Quran? When you talk to non-Muslims, they ask you, what is the message of the Quran? What does it teach? What did it teach exactly? There is so much you could say about it. But there is one single ayah in the Quran that I believe has the entire summary of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This single ayah in Surah Al-Bayyina, and even the name of the Surah subhanallah, Al-Bayyina, which means the clear truth, the obvious, clear truth. When people, they ask you, what does it mean exactly? What is the message of the Quran? It's very clear. And it's indeed a clear truth. It's in the Surah Al-Bayyina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Bayyina summarizes the entire message. What is required from us as slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what should we put our energy in? قال الله تبارك وتعالى وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَى وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ You see, this ayah has the entire summary of the Quran and the message of Islam. So when you now start your day every single day in Ramadan, what do I need to focus on? Focus on this ayah. What does it mean? In translation, the ayah means, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ And they were not commanded except, means they were not given any orders except for this. What is the order that came to me? That came to you, that came to every single individual in this world, in this life, until they meet their Lord. What was that command? إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ Except to worship Allah. That's the first thing. Second, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ Being sincere to Him in religion and faith. Being sincere. Number three, he said, حُنَفَاء And that means inclining to the truth. Inclining, staying away from any batil, any falsehood. And always inclining towards the truth. قال وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ And they establish salah. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ And they give zakah. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ And that is the correct religion. The deen of the clear religion and the truth. SubhanAllah, this ayah has these five commands here in one single ayah. قال الله تبارك وتعالى وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ That the order that came to them, regardless whether it's fasting during the month of Ramadan, whether it's making your salawat, whether it's giving some of your money, or going travel all the way to Mecca to do your hajj, whether it's abstaining from the muharramat, drinking alcohol, or fornication and so on, whatever commandment that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it exactly? What's the point of it? What's the purpose of it? إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ That they worship Allah. So when you ask the question, when someone asks you, why do you guys fast 30 days, you know, every single year? Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to abstain from eating and drinking? I know, we're all compelled to explain to the people the benefit of fasting. You know, when you eat all year and now you're going to have a break for 1 month and this and that. We're all intrigued to give them that explanation, that logical explanation. Which is true. It is interesting. It's true. But it's not the primary thing why we're fasting for. I'm not fasting to lose weight, Jama'ah. I'm not fasting for this purpose. I'm fasting for a higher purpose. And that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm proud as Muslim. When someone asked me, why you fast the month of Ramadan? I said, because Allah said so. And they said, but why? I said, because Allah said so. And I'm a Muslim who submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is best for me. And if Allah asked me to fast Ramadan, I'll fast Ramadan. Why? Because Allah knows best for me. And then anything else comes after that. But how could you guys, you know, hold on from drinking water even and this and that? You explain to them. Listen, I've been doing this for all these years. Alhamdulillah, I survived. I survived the short season. I survived the long season, alhamdulillah. And you can tell them all about that. The huge thing about, you know, the manpower, the willpower that takes you to do so. And the discipline that you put yourself into it. And the feeling that you have when you fast, you know, with the needies and those who are poor and so on. You can talk all about this afterwards. But the main thing that people need to understand, why you're fasting the month of Ramadan? Because Allah said so. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something, I am from the Muslimin. I'm among those who submit their will to Allah azza wa jal. And Allah knows best. And that's why I follow His command subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what does it mean to worship Allah azza wa jal? What does it exactly mean to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because it seems that there are so many people out there making so many acts of worship on their own. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He commanded, the way He ordered. Because I remember I had a discussion one time in a religion class, and then we start talking about the concept of worship. And I asked those who believed in God to say, you know, what is your principle of worship? A lot of them, they said, I worship God in a way that I see fit. That they want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is meaningful to them, not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla in a way that is befitting their own time, schedule, effort, mentality, rashira, whatever that is. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for me and you. And if Allah commands you to worship 5 times a day, then I'll do 5 times a day. Why is that? Because there is definitely benefit in there. There is absolutely benefit in there. I'll go all the way to Mecca to do Hajj because I know and I believe there is benefit in doing that. Giving part of my money to the poor, I know there is benefit in that. Because Allah says to subhanahu wa ta'ala, waking up early in the morning to pray Fajr, or stay up late at night to pray Isha, or even stay all day thirsty and hungry until sundown, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a lot of benefit in there because Allah said so. So I believe that. And as a Muslim, I'm going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He commands. But what does it mean when we say ibadah? Ibadah, the ulama, they gave it many definitions. And then one of the simple definitions of ibadah, it's an ismun jami', it's a comprehensive meaning, comprehensive word and title and name. لِكُلِّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ. For everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and pleased with. مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَعْمَالَ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. Whether the statements or actions, hidden or public. So whatever that you hide in your heart of acts of ibadat, it's like what? The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for Allah azza wa jalla, the love for the believers. Hasad, envy, and all these ill feelings and disease of the heart, they are against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands of you. So these are sins. But when you have love and mercy that's in the heart, that's an act of ibadah. And then when you speak, that's also speak that which is good, like saying subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, that's an act of ibadah. When you act, when I act privately, like fasting, you probably would go through the entire day and no one would recognize or even know that you were fasting. But Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we go public with our actions, like our salah, coming here for these gatherings. That's an act of ibadah, public act of ibadah. All of these Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and He pleased with. However, when we do the ibadat, it has to also follow the example of the Prophet salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. You cannot invent an ibadah on your own. Like these people said, I worship Allah the way I see befitting Him. No, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He ordered, the way He commanded. In hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Qudusi, a sacred hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالمحاربة. من عاد لي وليا, whoever shows enmity to one of my awliya, one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the saints of Allah azza wa jal, قد آذنته بالمحاربة, I wage war against them. I wage war against him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And he said, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ عَلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant would not draw himself closer to me in anything more than fulfilling what I have made obligatory upon him or her. That's the first thing you do. So fasting is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll worship Allah azza wa jal. And I'll do it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, because Allah knows that it's very pleasing to him and it's best for me. قَالَ تَعَالَى مخلصين له الدين, مخلصين له الدين, which means sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're doing that sincerity to Allah azza wa jal, and the meaning of the ikhlas is to refine your ibadah. Ikhlas, sincerity, that is to refine the ibadah. You know how many people, even they come to fast the month of Ramadan and then they announce it all over the world. They want people to know about how they eat and what they do, what they worship and how they worship and so on. So if it's done for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the da'wah, may Allah accept from you. But all Allah knows how sincere we are. And that's something that's very profound and very important. That a lot of our ibadat that we do, we put ourselves to fatigue sometimes. You get yourself exhausted in acts that you assume to be acts of ibadah. But if it was done for anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wasted your time and your energy. So make sure that whatever that you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. قَالَ تَعَالَى حُنَفَاء. So مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, we're doing it sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said حُنَفَاء. And the meaning of the word حُنَفَاء, which means inclining towards the truth. Obviously, if you worship Allah and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're doing it sincerely for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are you looking for exactly in what you're doing? I'm looking for the truth. So whatever that will take me away from that principle of sincerity, I'm not going to follow. I'm going to incline always. Truth. But the temptation around us are so strong and so powerful. And with these temptations being around, we start making justifications for ourselves. You know, they say usually, subhanAllah, specifically when the thing is involving other people. People, when they're, mashallah, when they're in good times, they follow the commandments and the rules perfectly. But when there's some sort of issue, some sort of tension between them and someone around them, the shaitan is very clever. Shaitan is extremely, extremely clever, will come and persuade you, and probably will convince you and justify every wrongdoing to you. So as a believer, I'm not going to be fooled by the shaitan making me feel that what I'm doing, which is wrong, that I'm doing it sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. مُخْلِصِي لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَى. Always inclines towards the truth, even if that truth was against me. Even if it was something that I would dislike, but I know it is the truth, I'm going to have to follow. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Now the three things we mentioned, first of all, worship Allah azza wa jal, sincerely to Him, always adhering to the truth, these are not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing it between you and Allah azza wa jal. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ right now is to prove it. So if you want to worship Allah sincerely, following the truth, then prove it. What is the bare minimum? What is the bare minimum, the evidence that is the bare minimum to prove that you are indeed worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believe in Him and you worship sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the truth? The bare minimum is to maintain what Allah says over here, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. You see, many people in Ramadan, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and forgive them for their shortcomings, and all of us. We cannot slack a lot on our salah. We fall short in performing the salawat on daily basis, on regular basis. Suddenly when Ramadan comes, they're more inclined towards fasting than they do towards salah. And even more than this, subhanAllah, a lot of people would come late for Isha, but they don't want to miss Salatul Taraweeh. And they're willing to stay all night up doing Taraweeh, which is optional ibadah, that they miss Salatul Fajr. So we kind of, our balance is messed up a little bit. Priorities are messed up. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a proof for you being worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, following the truth, He said, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, they fulfill the salah. So forget about you being so kind to others and giving this and that. That's all good. You'll get reward for it, inshallah ta'ala. But the primary thing that you need to worry about is your proof to Allah Azza wa Jal that you are indeed among those worshippers of Allah. And how do you do that? By maintaining what Allah says, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And he didn't say they perform salah. He says yuqimu salah, which means to establish. By establishing salah means all what is related to salah. In terms of ahkam and rulings, in terms of timings, in terms of khushu', in terms of sanctity, in terms of respect and reverence, all what is required to perform salah perfectly. That's the meaning of wa yuqimu salah. The second to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa yu'tu zakah, and they give zakah. You give the zakah to the poor that is due to the poor in your own money. And subhanAllah, yuqimu salah wa yu'tu zakah, and they give zakah, didn't mention fasting here. Why is that? Because salah is your relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the zakah is a relationship between you and the fellow human beings around you. So our deen commands you to do these two things. You are spiritual in the way you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individual level through your salah, and also through your kindness to other people around you, like giving zakah. You might say, but that's my money. I earned that, you know, fair and square. No one says it's not your money. But you are required, in order for you to continue earning this money, to make sure that the society is at certain level that wouldn't fall altogether, fall apart, and then becomes into chaos. The money that you're earning, you're going to lose it anyway. So better for you to pay back and give back to your community through zakah and also sadaqat, so that we all carry each other together. So that's another act of ibadah, that you assist and you help other people around you. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu did not mention fasting over here. Because again, يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ, just examples of how you should think and focus on your meaning of being true worshiper of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the month of Ramadan right now. And people are going to do, alhamdulillah, a lot of schedules and a lot of plannings how to benefit from the month of Ramadan the most. My fire advice for myself and for all of you is to think of this ayah. That this ayah summarizes the entire message. Whatever that you do, I'm not going to tell you what to do exactly. I'm not going to tell you to wake up before Fajr and do that many rak'at, or do that tasbih after Fajr, read the many much Quran after this salah and that salah. That's all for you. All I'm asking from you is that when you say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do it and you do it perfectly. Because that's the command of Allah Azza wa Jal for you. Learn. Educate yourself. Ask. How am I going to make my fast, inshallah, perfect? How am I going to make my ibadah perfect? This is the time for you to start learning. And when you do it sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, one last thing I want to mention here is that when it comes to the month of Ramadan, a lot of us focus on the quantity of the deed that we're going to be performing in the month of Ramadan. So they are kind of marking that like check marks. They have a checklist they have already prepared at home. Like how many times I attended the masjid, how many times I prayed, you know, taraweeh at the masjid, how many rak'ah I finished, how many juz'ah I've done. All of us focusing on the amount, which is great because may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. That's the season for it. And the more you do, inshallah, the more reward you will get. But what I want to advise is that sometimes you know you need to also worry about the quality. Worry about the quality of what you're doing. So spending 2 hours of reading, for example, Quran, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes spending half an hour learning what it means to me and how I could apply this into my life, that probably might be much more rewarding. Because now you're not just reciting, you're learning. You're doing tadabbur and tafakkur. And that's what the Quran was revealed for, to reflect on and understand it. Sometimes for me to pray 2 rak'ah, that would I cry my eyes out at home when I'm really thinking about what I'm reciting and what I'm listening to from the recitation. Better than coming, for example, for the masjid and spend it only just for the social aspect of it. So look into the quality of what you do during the month of Ramadan. That benefits a lot. However, that doesn't mean to lessen the amount of ibadah that you do. No, I want you to do more. Do more than what you usually do. But when you do it, make sure that you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of quality, quantity, and also quality. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka anta al-alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakka anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha mawlaha. Ibad Allah, inna Allah malakatu salluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Warda Allahumma an khulafa'i ar-rashidin Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa an sa'ir as-sahaba ajma'in wa man tamam bi ihsani yawm ad-din wa aqim as-salah.